This is Annuity Straight Talk. Since 2008, your host, Brian Anderson, has helped clients nationwide navigate the complex market for annuities. With Brian's assistance, hundreds of clients have achieved a profitable and secure retirement. I would know, because Brian has answered many of my questions concerning annuities and retirement planning. So that you can benefit as well, let's get started. Here's Brian.
Hello and welcome everyone to the Annuity Straight Talk podcast. Coming to you from Western Montana, beautiful, beautiful late spring day. Really had a great, we had a cool spring. I was in Arizona, everybody knows that. Or most people do. And then when I got back, the summer or the weather got nice, I thought, oh, this is perfect. The lake's starting to fill up, snow's melting, going to be a gorgeous, gorgeous summer here. So just doing a quick new podcast today. I'm a little late, so I don't know when this one's going to come out, but I'm going to give it a shot. And, you know, again, like I tell a lot of people, I don't like to put stuff out there for the sake of putting things out there. I like it to be good stuff, good content. And this question popped up in a couple of meetings last week and one just yesterday. And so it just got me kind of thinking about it. The question being, what annuities do you have? It's always interesting to me, but a lot of people get it on their first call. So they'll make an appointment with me. And as appointments go, those of you that have talked to me, everybody's a little bit different. Sometimes we small talk for a while. Sometimes we have things in common. We want to touch base on those things. There's some people that want to jump right into it. And so aside from where are you from, how's the weather, we sometimes jump right into it. And this is something that happens more often than many people realize. And it's just kind of my experience, but they'll say, all right, well, what do you got? And so I think a lot of people are expecting me to jump into a sales pitch, and that's not how I work. I've explained it a bunch, so I don't think I can talk about it too much. There's a lot of new people that people have been around for and need a reminder. But conditioning for this type of expectations among consumers, I believe, is a direct result of how 99% of advisors do business. But as I say all the time, and I think I have proved this pretty well by the information I put out, I'm different. And so this week, I'm going to take some time to remind everyone why. So the process of choosing and whether to use an annuity is very simple. There are approximately three steps to it. That doesn't mean we're all done and wrapped up after three steps, but the first thing is I need to know your goals. So you can't just come in and ask me what annuities do you have, because I don't know anything about you before we get started. So name a goal. Second, we determine whether an annuity can accomplish those goals, along with the other alternatives you may have outside of an annuity. And if you decide, yeah, that annuity is a route I want to take, then we take another meeting typically, and we'll look at the specific contracts that will get the job done. There are so many different annuities, all of them for a different purpose. So you can't just, I've always said, it doesn't work for the guys that sell one contract or just a couple of contracts, sell it to everybody. There's a lot of people not getting what's optimal for their situation. But typically, I don't propose a specific annuity until the second or third meeting. If we get it really into details on the first meeting, then during the second meeting, we'll look at that and sometimes I'll do it. But a lot of times, we wait to decide, yeah, an annuity is what I want to use. And then it comes down to all sorts of different variables because we don't know. So it doesn't matter what I have. But a lot of people never get to the second meeting because there's no apparent match between my services and their preference. If they decide, yeah, this isn't right, or maybe they don't like me, not everybody does. We do have to get along if we do business together. That's why I've made it a point to get this information out, because I think there's a lot of people that has helped who have not done business with me, and I'm fine with that. If you give me a chance, I appreciate you being honest with me. So I wrote a newsletter almost 3 years ago titled, I Don't Care If You Buy an Annuity. That was on August 28th, 2020. In the newsletter, there's a link to that if you want a reminder. But the point was to let everybody know that the purpose of the annuity is not something that should change my life. It should change yours. If it makes things better for you, that's why you do it. What I do doesn't matter. So I'm never going to put my short-term desires or selfish interests ahead of yours. Haven't done it once, I'm not going to ever do it. In that newsletter, there's not a podcast for it. The numbers I shared indicated I recommended an annuity to less than half the people who contacted me for advice. I counted the number of appointments I had and the number of inbound phone calls, because some people just call in, they don't make an appointment. And it was actually 43%. I read that newsletter, remember what it was. 43% of them said, yeah, an annuity is probably a pretty good idea. I think that's a fairly low number for people that are looking for annuity information and talking about retirement. So I'm anything but aggressive. And because I only talk to a relatively small fraction of people who find the website, I think it's about 20% of people who sign up or follow the website who I actually have a conversation with, translates to a very small percentage of recommendations for all the people who consume this information for free. So that was number was of all the people that signed up, 8.6% of them got an annuity recommendation. The other 91.4% either were told that it doesn't or decided that they didn't want one. Maybe they bought it from someone else, but it wasn't me trying to push them into something whether they wanted it or not. It's an important point, but let's get back to the topic at hand. What annuities do I have? Well, the quick answer is I have access to about anything that you could want. Define your goal. I will find the best solution. There are some things I can't get. There are some annuities I don't sell, but that doesn't stop me from making sure you have the best solution. If it means that you do business elsewhere, I am just fine with that because I don't really like to sell something that doesn't work for you. That is a very, very poor foundation upon which to build a lasting relationship. These are relationships we carry out for several years. So I have to recommend something I can live with and that I can continue to justify over the years that it works for you. I have reasons for not selling certain things. Sometimes it's the company, sometimes it's the product. I've explained that in a lot of different ways in great detail. But it doesn't mean you have to see things my way. I think it's fair to have an honest communication from both sides, you and me both. If you tell me what you need and I provide something, if you don't like it, just tell me. I can change my recommendations. I'm not going to try to talk you into something you don't want. So an example of that is I don't sell variable annuities. So if you want a variable annuity, I'm not going to do it. I'm not properly licensed to do it right now. I have in the past, and I just don't do it anymore. I wrote about it and did a podcast on the topic last year in the newsletter. There's a link to that newsletter or the podcast. It was just about a year ago. And basically, that's because I think you can get much more income, better performance, and much lower fees with a combination of fixed annuities or index annuities and market investments. Now, you don't have to see things the same way as I do, but I justify it and I go to a great deal to explain why that is the case. It's fine with me if you don't agree. It's a beautiful thing if we can get along even if we don't agree. So there are a lot of reasons why certain agents sell whichever products they choose. They could be motivated by money or complacency. And I'm not trying to give that a negative connotation, but there are a lot of people who don't do as much research. There are a lot of local advisors, guys that have been in this for a long time, kind of just do things the same way as they always have and don't go out and do the research and keep an eye on the market. These things are changing all the time. And I think to be effective and give people viable options, it's very important that you continue to evolve as the market goes forward. As use of the internet increased, consumers had more opportunity to verify recommendations. That created a lot of confusion for people because it puts a retail consumer in charge of sifting through annuities, seeing what they mean, what their purpose is without doing it. I've talked about that as well. I think it's detrimental to you finding a solution because a lot of people get mixed up in it. When I make a recommendation, it is with a thought to what's available across hundreds, if not thousands, of annuities. Now, again, there's classes of annuities and we find your purpose that narrows it down dramatically. It's not that I look at 500 every time, but I take a good look at what's new and what changes. I've been doing this for over 20 years. It's a lot easier for me to identify a solution to a specific problem, and anybody who's relatively new at it has a significant disadvantage, especially if you're dealing with salespeople who are trying to push you in a specific direction. I spoke with one lady a few times in the past couple of weeks, having a really hard time figuring things out. Her brother is actually the agent, and he says, buy this annuity. And she says, oh, I don't know about that. Okay, well, then buy this one. Well, I'm not sure. Well, then you should buy this one. There's no advising or recommending on that. That's just throwing darts at the wall and hoping to hit the bullseye one time. It was a good amount of money. So it was like, your brother's making a bunch of money. You should do a little bit more work on this. Anyway, I've got another newsletter and podcast that drive this idea home. In 2019, I wrote the newsletter, How Commissions Affect Annuity Sales. And it talks about the financial motivation that drives sales practices. And then in the early days of the podcast, Ashok and I recorded an episode titled Annuity Sales and Distribution. Basically covers the same points, but in a different format, talking about how wholesalers affect what products advisors see. I'm independent, so I take little bits of information from everyone. I form my own opinion. So I do have all the products you might want, and I don't know which it will be in the first minute of the conversation. Do not call and ask me, so what do you got? Because I need to know what you're trying to do first. Said it before, I sold annuities from 9 different companies last year. It might be 10. I think it's 9 though. And we're at that many this year with a few new that I've added based on the offers that they have. Whether you're looking for guaranteed income or just asset protection to accumulate assets safely, you got to decide that before. And that's the first step to setting a goal. What is your purpose for doing it? Some of the times it's easy to do it, especially in income cases. It's an objective comparison. If you're looking at for a multi-year fixed rate or a guaranteed income contract, it's pretty objective. This is what's available. What do you like? Other times it leans on a matter of opinion, so I have to justify it and explain to it. And then I have to propose a few different ideas to see if you can wrap your head around it and understand the value of different options. You make the choice in the end. It's only my intent to make sure people buy with purpose and understanding, meet your objectives, understand the contract you have, and you're going to be happy with it. Everybody that does that is satisfied with an annuity purchase. The people who are upset at an annuity purchase are the ones who didn't do that homework. They find out after the fact they should have worked a little bit harder. And you don't have to work all that hard. That's why I do all of this, to explain so people are comfortable with the recommendations I make. And I'm never going to say, just trust me, but I'll work to prove to you that you can and make it a whole lot easier for you. Whether you get it from me is not something I require. As long as we're honest. If you call me for advice, say, yeah, I'm not going to buy an annuity from you, but I could use some help. Fair enough. I'll give you the time that that deserves. It might not be hours upon hours of analysis and work. But that's better than a lot of people who have taken the hour saying they're going to buy and then at the end saying, no, I don't want to do business in person. I don't think that's fair to me, because time is more important than money by a long shot to me. I think you should buy an annuity from whomever gives you the best idea. That may be me, but I am unique, because I'll admit if it's not. If I can't give you the best deal, I'll tell you to go somewhere else. Give me an objective and I'll make it happen. The goal is simply to solve problems and make it easier for you. So this has been What Annuities Do I Have? And it's an open-ended question, not something I can answer quickly, but I hope you guys kind of understand a little bit more why that's the case. Please like, subscribe, follow, or comment on any of your favorite podcast platforms or on the YouTube channel. I appreciate you guys following me and sharing this with anybody who you might think would benefit from the information. I enjoy doing it. It's not always easy to come up with fresh content, but I do what I can, and it's coming to summertime, so it's going to get a little tougher and tougher for me, if you can believe that. Anyway, I will see you next week with something new. I'm going to have John Ballmer back to talk about the market. Got a client who's agreed to join me on the podcast to talk about an annual statement. We can cover some of that with people that haven't been here first. And no, we're ready to keep rolling, and I appreciate the opportunity to help you. You guys have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you next time. Okay, bye.
You have been listening to Annuity Straight Talk. The preceding information is for informational and educational purposes only, and does not represent tax, legal, or investment advice. The views expressed by guests on this program are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of Annuity Straight Talk or its partners. No information presented today should be acted upon without meeting with a qualified and licensed professional. It is important that you read all insurance contract disclosures carefully before making a purchase decision. Guarantees are based on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the insurance company.